Proclamation number 8735 of 25th of January, 1964. Value of transmissions from the spiritual realm. As long as the transmissions from the spiritual kingdom reach you in another way than through the working of my spirit in the human being, you must accept them with caution. The desire for knowledge, the desire to enrich intellectual thinking with knowledge about supernatural things, also lets people establish connections with the spiritual kingdom which do not always result in good success, since there is no guarantee for the truth of what spiritual forces communicate from this kingdom. And men easily put themselves into danger to accept everything as truth because it comes out of the spiritual kingdom. But they do not consider that the degree of knowledge of those spiritual beings is not much different than on earth, that also there the souls resist the acceptance of true spiritual material, as they did on earth, as long as they did not ignite the light of love in themselves. A new man on earth cannot recognize the degree of love of the beings in the beyond. Hence you carelessly place yourselves into the hands of ignorant beings who seek to transfer the error to you which they advocated on earth and also hold on to in the kingdom of the beyond. That is why the transmissions from the spiritual kingdom are rarely to be believed. For the beings of light can only then express themselves to a human being when they themselves have kindled a light in themselves through a life of love, when they now desire purest truth and turn to me for me to supply them with the truth. Then therefore, my spirit can work in you. The direct ray of light, proceeding from me, can touch the heart of him who approaches me for pure truth. But then the act of transferring truthful knowledge is not a public process. That people come together and together try to establish contact with an alleged teacher in the beyond, who then answers their questions, but they can never control to what extent the teacher himself stands in truth. When my spirit is active in a person, then the light radiates down to earth from the source of light. It radiates into the heart of the one who himself establishes intimate contact with the original source of light. With me. Through heartfelt prayer, questioning thoughts and working with love. And this direct power transmission process can also take place through light beings, who therefore pick up my love light and pass it on for their own happiness, but who have completely entered into my will and therefore do not want and act differently than it is my will, and who are as it were redirectors of the power and light, which flowed out from me, of the power and light current out of me. Then purest truth is guaranteed, and then man does not need to fear to fall a victim to erroneous teachings, because his intimate union with me now also secures him the influx out of the original source, and the original state is now established, in which the being could have contact with me through the Word, where I also constantly revealed myself to my creatures through the Word. A direct word transmission is not to be confused with spiritual reports or instructions, which certainly also come out of the kingdom on the other side, but go out from beings, which themselves are still without light, but which can think and want and therefore also are active there, where men cause those beings to divest themselves out of ignorance. Always bear in mind that all people arrive on the other side in the degree of light in which they leave earth. Bear in mind that even on earth erroneous teachings are advocated with tenacity by people whose intellect is highly developed and who represent their body of thought as truth. These will not depart from it and in the same way again seek to impress the other souls with their knowledge. They will also have an effect on men of Earth from the beyond, where these themselves open themselves and give the opportunity to their souls in the beyond to express themselves. Do not believe that they will suddenly come to knowledge. Unless their degree of love would be unusually high that knowledge is given to them in a flash. But man hands himself over to all those powers through his will to experience things hidden to him, without approaching me myself for the transmission of that knowledge. And especially men with sharp intellect go the way to me only last. They believe to be able to fathom and examine everything with their intellect by weighing the different spiritual results against each other and now judge according to their discretion. But this can never be right when I myself am not approached for enlightenment of the Spirit. But the Spirit imparts purest truth. For then the Father Spirit unites with the divine spark in man, which is my share from eternity, and then my flow of love power goes to man, who has offered himself to me as vessel and prepared himself. And then only purest truth can be the result. Then everything can be accepted without hesitation, because I myself am the giver, because Roman 1, as the eternal truth, can also only emanate truth, which will always make him happy and lead him to life who accepts it. Only few go this one way. But many men seek and research and believe to be able to fathom deepest knowledge with their intellect. But if they are introduced through my spirit into the knowledge about all correlations and accept this knowledge, then the light itself starts to shine in them, and then they recognize the uselessness of intellectual research and the blessing of the spirit work in man, and it will no longer be possible for them to doubt the latter. Because the knowledge withstands all tests, which once has flowed to men through my spirit. For truth always and forever remains the same and cannot change, and it will also be accessible to every person who only seriously desires it. Amen.